I'd like to talk to you today about how I work with clients who have a fear of jumping. It's a big subject, so I'm going to cover the components of jumping confidence and the questions I would be asking to help overcome this fear. And I'm also going to offer some tips and advice. I'm Cherie Russell, psychotherapist with a degree in clinical hypnotherapy. I'm an emotional resilience trainer and riding instructor, and I'm passionate about helping riders to put the fun back into their riding. So how do I help a rider who has a fear of jumping? Well, the solution is often found in how you came to have this fear in the first place. And every person's fear is unique. So let me ask a few questions to point you in the right direction to find your solution to overcome your fear. Where does this fear come from? Can you pinpoint a cause, or do you have a distinct memory that triggers this feeling? If not, has this fear built up over a period of time? And what involvement has your current horse had in creating this fear? And is it still contributing to keeping you worried? Do you feel as worried or as fearful if you're riding another horse? With regard to your horse, do you know its history, its experience, its training, and its competitive record? Has it had a bad experience or accident in its past that's likely to affect its way of jumping? For example, rushing, running out, cat leaping, or refusing? Do you know how it jumped for its last rider? And how did they ride it? How supported do you feel that you are by your instructor? Never underestimate the part a good instructor has to play in increasing your riding confidence. And although I no longer teach, I'm often referred clients by their instructors. And I make sure when I first see a new client that they are supported by a good instructor. Because a good instructor will not only ride and assess your horse's level of education, its suitability and fitness for its job, but they'll also get a feel if there is pain or injury which could be causing behavioural issues. And they'll formulate a realistic training plan for you and your horse. Teaching a rider to ride a fence well is a real skill. I really struggled to learn how to ride a fence when I first learnt. I just couldn't seem to get the timing right, to know when to fold or get my balance. And I remember during one lesson falling off over the same jump 5 times in a row. So remember that the definition of stupidity is keeping on doing the same thing in the same way while expecting a different result. It's so much easier to feel confident when you're taught from the start how to find your balance point in a forward or jumping seat and learn how to control your horse when you're in that position. You'll need to be strong, supple, and very fit in order to be in balance and to be quick if your horse is sharp, especially when you're jumping. It takes hundreds of repetitions to develop the muscle memory and make new unconscious skill and automatic skill sets. So be patient and keep practicing within your comfort zone over small jumps. My next question would be there about the environment you keep your horse in. Have you got a good all-weather floodlit school, especially during the winter months? How much time can you actually spend riding? Does your horse have turnout and daily exercise all year round to prevent it from being fresh and to maintain an appropriate level of fitness? Is its feed appropriate to its work and breed? The last thing you need when you're having a worry about jumping is to have to deal with a horse that's completely over the top. How supportive are the people and friends around you? Does anything need to change or improve in that area? Does anyone have an agenda here? So now let's focus on the rider. How does your fear manifest in your thoughts? Do you need help to deal with a bad memory, perhaps to destabilize some of the trigger memories so they don't automatically send you into that downward spiral of fear and dread? What are you saying to yourself in your head? Are you rehearsing the what-ifs and imagining every single thing that can go wrong? Or would you like help to go to the yard feeling positive and looking forward to riding with a feeling of fun and playfulness? Do you need help to change your beliefs about yourself and your ability to cope in this situation? I've worked with many riders over the past 15 years to help them overcome their fear of jumping, but I'd like to tell you Julie's story. So Julie is an experienced horsewoman who, as well as having a busy professional life, really enjoyed competing her two lovely event horses, one experienced at intermediate level and one a novice. Then, as a result of having a bad fall, she lost all her confidence and developed a huge problem with cross-country jumping. In fact, she'd been eliminated at her last two events. When Julie contacted me, she was at her wit's end and very emotional as she tried to explain everything. She tried everything she knew to regain her confidence, but to no avail. And she was even considering withdrawing from her next event and giving up eventing, as she couldn't even imagine getting over a jump. She came to see me for a session in the armchair, and using a combination of hypnotherapy techniques, I was able to help her overcome her fear and reassociate with all the reasons she loved eventing and the good feelings she had as she enjoyed her sport. And we worked to put the fun back into her riding. Julie contacted me a few weeks later to tell me that she had decided to go to the next event, and although they'd had one stop, it was a silly one, and they jumped the rest of the course confidently, and it seemed to her as if her horse was picking up on her confidence and was taking her into jumps again. She simply wasn't worried anymore. Her next event at Brightling Park, they jumped clear and were placed fourth, and then they were eighth at Iping with another clear. Not a bad result from someone who nearly gave up. One final note. What else is going on in your life right now? You see, nothing acts in isolation in the mind. And if you're struggling with one area of your life, it can't fail to impact another. What else are you juggling in terms of work, relationship and children? Would you like a little understanding, compassionate help to deal with that struggle too? Clinical hypnotherapy is a scientific-based approach that is different from the traditional schools of hypnotherapy, and that it draws its influence from a sound understanding of neuroscience and combines aspects of other proven therapies, including positive psychology, cognitive behavioral therapy, and NLP, to produce a tailored situation that fits the client's own personal needs, helping them make positive change and taking control where their lives are going, from getting over traumatic incident to resolving fears, phobias and habits, overcoming stress and anxiety, to improving sports performance and health. So if you'd like help to retrain your brain, to overcome your fears and put the joy back in your life and the fun back in your riding, please contact me via my website at www.equestrian-hypnosis.com, or just give me a phone call. And if you can't visit me at West Sussex, I can also work virtually. I hope you found this useful and look forward to hearing from you soon.